Tafresh Ayin Vav. Seder HaBrachos VeHaHaLoko. Okay, Aleph Malik B'Lel Rishon Mavarach Shalosh Brachos. The first night you make three brachos, which are L'Halik Ner Chanukah. It's Mechavas Nusach is L'Halik Ner Chanukah. V'Sha'osanisim V'Shechayano. V'Loi Beirach Zman B'Lel Rishon Mavarach B'Lel Sheni Oy Kishi Yizkor. Person doesn't remember to say Shechayano on the first night, so he says it on the second night or the third night or whenever it happens. Shabbos is cut in half. V'hadik near Chanukah, B'gemora, V'chol Poskim, Isan near Shel Chanukah. Chen Kosev a Marshal. Ach Kosev, Ach Shekosev Sheyamer Shel La Chanukah. Is B'mila Achas, B'lo Shel Chanukah Shtei Milus. V'olam Ein Noigim L'Hakid. As the Prima Gadol points out, that the minhag is not like the Marshal. Okay. Now. Bazman is that below Ubazman has that. Shall sit in love by him, Bazman has that, not Ubazman has that. And Vigiano Lizman has that, a lama Bihiri Kula Bapatach. Mishabura holds that the Shabrach of Shechiano is Vigiano Lizman has that, as opposed to Lazman has that. The minig is to say with the Patach, not like this Mishabura. I think that's become the standard minig. The Master Mishabura holds you say it with Lizman. So, in other words, what's the issue? So, Lazman means Lehazman. Mm-hmm. So the patach under the lama counts like a hayadiyah. You don't need two hayadiyahs when you have hazeh this time. So even though it's in one word, you would say if it would be no hay there, you would say hazman hazeh. But when it comes to when it's bismichus, you don't need to stress the patach. So a person forgot the first night, he says the second night, or Bishchar Halelus Bishas Halaka. But Yom Hem says Shechiyanu, and Chanukah is on the mitzvah, as opposed to let's say on Yom Tov we had before. Person forgot to say Shechiyanu on the Pesach or Shavuos or Sukkos or Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur, so he says that Afilu B'Shuk. The Gemara says it's on the day. It's any time of the day. You may so we're not to say Elokais. The person forgot to say Elokais. The person says it later. Later on in the day, on the mitzvah, on the day. But Chanukah, we don't say on the day, we don't say on the mitzvah, so you have to do b'shas halaka. V'im nizkar achar halaka, in a mavark, b'layla zu oil. A person really is later on that night, he can't make it just on the night. Okay. Bays. From the second night and onwards, you make two brachas. L'hadik b'shas anisim. Ago b'vorach kol brachas kadam shiatzko l'hadik. Both brachas have to be said before you start lighting the ner. And the first night, all three brachas have to be said before you start lighting the ner. Shtayim l'hadik b'shas anisim. Sivkat and gimel. The neis kol yom each day was a neis. Shrei kol shmon yom hidliku min hapach. So therefore, Shosanisim is proper to say again and again. Avosman, Mishigiyano, it's called Zman Higiyano. But the Higiyano Zman is there, we're already there. So there's no reason to say it again. Kadam Shiyasu Lahadik. Binan Shiyah, the brachas, Erbalas Yasu, and the brachas have to be before you do the action of the mitzvah. Hidlit near Chanukah, Mashachal Baruch al Hadlakos, a person lit near his Chanukah without making a bracha. Rakadam Shahidlik. Kulon Nizkar the Dayan Loberach. So it was the fourth night, let's say. He lit three Neres and he realized that he had not said the bracha. He has one Ner left at light. So Kibeger holds, the Yeshua Loberach Kol Bracha. Kibeger holds, you can make all the brachas on the last Ner, even though that's a Ner of Hidr Mitzvah, not of the Iker Mitzvah. You can make the brachas on the last Ner. And the Shartzian points out in Sukkot and Hay that the Prima Gadol raises as a question. After Prima Gadol Nishra Bezeh Bitzarachiyun, he wasn't sure whether you can make a bracha on the just on the heater part of it. Who hamik v'hirchem bezeh v'tzerv kamasoros heiskem nimizker kadem shagamer kolad loka yokol v'rachusam ayinsham. Kveger put together many different arguments and came up with that you could make a bracha. Okay, in kosov sham, but he did one point. He did say where there is ulam in kadem shehidlik nearest on his office kabur rishana. So yivarach rakal nisim shechiyanu ayinsham milsa b'tayim. One of his arguments is you can make a bracha after the halakha because you're making a bracha on that nair, which you lit already. That only makes sense if it's still lit. So if it went out, you wouldn't make a bracha. So what are the arguments that Kreger says? Kreger says, first of all, there's a sheet that holds you can make a bracha on heater. Number one. Number two, the mitzvah is not just the lighting, it's the lighting of being lit for the period of time, so the mitzvah is still going. And number three, there is a sheet that holds that in general that you can make a bracha after the mitzvah. In case a person didn't do over, let's see, also, he can make a bracha afterwards. Fine. Finish up the Mishnah Berurah, cut and dalet. I'd call some, she'im nizker la'achar shehidlik kulam. If a person realizes after all of them have been lit, and the word of Berachas lahadlik, he would not make a bracha of lahadlik. However, he would make a bracha of Berachas Shaos and Isim. It's not worse than if a person sees Neiris, as we'll see, there's something called Berachas Araya, which a person is able to make a bracha for seeing the Neiris. And we will see later on that on the first night, a person who's a roya can make a shalsanisim and a shechiyonu. So he's not worse than that. He can make a shalsanisim and a shechiyonu.
Person is a roya.
A roya. He sees the nearest.
Sees the nearest.
So that's the next sif. Gimel. Sif Gimel. Mishaloi hidlik. Ben also lahadlik boisalayel. The person did not light. He will not be lighting. So nobody's lighting for him back at home. So he's traveling, he has nobody back at home lighting for him. He's traveling and he has no place to light, which is considered he can call his own. He will not be lighting that night. So the halacha is, Kishiroi Ner Chanukah Mavorach Shalsanisim. He makes a bracha of Shalsanisim when he sees a Ner Chanukah. The Larishan Mavorach Kam Shechiyanu on the first night, he'll let me make two brachas, Shalsanisim and Shechiyanu. Yimachokach Bilal Sheni Oishlish Yibod Lahalik. He doesn't make a shechiyonu when he arrives and he's able to light. He would not make a shechiyonu even though it's the first time he's lighting for Hanukkah. Okay, Gimel. Ben also lahadik loisel lailo. Avim hiyadik hachakach liyvarch aria. The Chazal's tekanah of aria was only instituted if a person is not going to be doing hadlaka. So the person is going to be doing a halakha later on, we'd rather wait you do it then. Kima yuchel avorach ha-hakach ha-halakha. Now this, so the Mechaber said 3 points. He didn't light, he will not light, and nobody's lighting for him at home. This third point is an argument. Sukkot Vav. The Yesh person that served that filu your day or shemalikah lo b'beisa, even though they are lighting for him back at home. That's very nice, but kiman dehu ba'atzam eno madlik going on eno mishtatim b'macher b'priti. He's not doing the mitzvah of lighting at all. So on the baruch al reiya, he makes a bracha on seeing the ner chanukah. Others al neis to give thanks for the neis, which he does by seeing the ner chanukah. The gam levorach all shechiyanu, he makes a shechiyanu at that point in time also. So those poskim hold that you make a bracha even though somebody's lighting for you at home. Now the ma'aseh become welcome in kedai lasers came the ma'aseh the sabbath bracha is the hakol. So it's a sabbath bracha. So he would not advise, but one of the issues which you have is if you have an eitzah So let's say you could be present with somebody else's lighting. But you're not going to be part of that lighting because it's not really your place, b'chlal. The thing, Mishal Tepriti, only works if you're part of this house. You're eating there. So you have some connection to this place. Then his shatas v'pruta works. If I know shaychas at all, so his shatas, then that doesn't help. So the person's flying to Eretz Yisrael. So he left, leaves his house early, too early for him to light in his house. The earliest you can light is Plag HaMincha. He has to be at the airport at such and such a time. Right? So there's nobody back at home lighting for him. He's not going to be lighting that night. He doesn't have a place to light. The airport's not his makom to light. He'll be traveling through the night and won't be lighting. Right? So if he would be near a place where somebody is lighting, where he could step out, leaving out security issues, etc. Right? He could step out and hear the bracha that they're making. He'll be yotzer with their bracha. This way he'll be mekayim his birchas haroya. Because according to the marshal, he has a chiyuv of birchas haroya. Not the marshal, the Mordechai. Even though, even if his wife is home and is lighting for him, he still has the bracha zaroya. So if he could be yotze with somebody else's bracha in that situation, that'd be the best thing. Okay. Zion. So if a person said the first night, he said Shelsa Nisim and Shechiyonu. So later on, the second or third night, when he's able to get the table to light himself, he doesn't say Shechiyonu. Now here's the Kiddush, right? Because the Shechiyonu was on the mitzvah. He has not done the mitzvah of Halakha. Mr. Tish is there. He hasn't done the mitzvah of Halakha yet, this Chanukah. So let him say Shechiyonu, like every time you do mitzvah. I haven't done this mitzvah yet this year. Right? He said, no, since you said a Shechiyonu on the concept of lighting Neiris by saying a Berachah Zaraya on the Shechiyonu the first night, so he has no need to say a Shechiyonu when he lights eventually. Now, if you ask me, loy berech klal, mishum the somach al ishtar shemadlekas v'beser. Let's say there was somebody lighting for him at home. So, according to Shulchan Aruch, you don't make a bracha on that situation. Teretz is, that's true, you haven't done the mitzvah yet, but you've been yoytzeh the mitzvah with your wife lighting for you. She counts as lighting for you, so it's not Shechiyonu. She said the Shechiyonu the first night and fulfilled your obligation, so that you've been yoytzeh your Shechiyonu. Okay. Dalit. So after the person lit, so he says Haneris Halalu, and this is actually the source for Haneris Halalu is a Masechta Sofrim, so it's a Braisa. Now, Achash Hidlik is not very clear what that means. How much have you lit? Right, you made the bracha, you've lit something, and now you're saying Haneris Halalu. So the Mishnah Berurah. So you start Haneris Halalu after the first Ner, and you continue saying it while you're lighting. So the Rabbi Yaakov Emden and his Maraksia says, so what's Takan of Pshat? I mean, the bracha is going on all of the neiris, the ikar and the heater, the extra neiris. So why would you want to be mafsik from the bracha into the halakha? He says you have to say that a neiris halalu is part of the presuminisa. But there's this declaration that we're saying that the main point of the declaration is we're not going to use it for anything else. And we're designated just for the purpose of Pesumanisa, and that's what we're lighting for the Pesumanisa. So it itself functions as part of the Pesumanisa, the declaration that you were saying. So it's not considered a hefsik. So you make the bracha, you light the first nair, and then you say it as you're lighting.
I'm sorry, what's this part that it's a hefsik? Because after all, the first one is the...
Even though it's the ikar, but you want the bracha to go in all of them. In general, we don't, you know, mafsik lachachil, if we want to go in everything. Menusach haneris, yesh lam lov tevis. The 38 words, Haneris Halalu, and then 36 more. So it's like saying, these Neiros, which are 36. That's the equivalent of saying that. Klomer Haneris Halalu, Heim Laman Vav. Akar Loshan Rishal. Then he added Mishnei Tevis Haneris Halalu. Yeshman Eusius, Remez Lashmanes Mechanica. Kamoka, Mishanoi, Klomer Haneris Halalu, Akar Jinnu Kako, Nami Shapardami. If you want to wait till the end, that's also proper. Now, if you include your count, the nuskos are not all, some of the nuskos have more than 36 words. Okay. Hey. So, hey is a little more complicated, Sif. Talks about the correct way to set up the neiros. So, let's see. So Mechaber Shita is that the first night you light in your menorah all the way over to the right. So obviously the second night when you're adding a ner is going to be to the left of the first ner. So you make a bracha on the new, the extra one, the one which is added that night. Shehu Yosef's mother, which will be more to the left. Kela haflis liyamin, which then you'll be lighting from left to right. So the Mechaber understands that we have the rule of that kolpinish at the point al tiel liyamin. Whenever you turn, you should turn to the right. That means that you're starting from the left, going to the right. We could have argued if the point is because the min is marchoshev, it's not logical we should light the left nair first. If the ikar halakha is the first nair that you light, you'd want to light the nair on the right first, but then your result is then you'll be lighting from right to left. So the Mechaber holds that the pinush at the part of the min is more important, and therefore you're going to light from the left first and then move to the right.
But isn't the reason we set them up from right to left, you know, as we go, because originally it was done for the people in the street and there from their perspective, what's on? Wait a minute, how does that work? Now that doesn't make sense because for them it's on the left.
Right.
So there's nothing to do with that.
Right.
And why are we? We're starting on the right because the right. We start setting them up on the
right. Because the right has a chashivas, right?
Okay.
And then every accompanying day, next day, then we light from left to right. So?
Right. The first night is not relevant, obviously. But so the first night you're going to light the nair on the right. Second night you'll have two nairs. You'll light the one on the left and then go to the right. Each night, the one that you added on is the one you're going to light first, and then you're going to go to the right. That's the one you're going to make the light immediately after the bracha. And you will go from left to right. That's how each night works. And you gain with this also that each night you're lighting on the new nair, which represents the point of the nays, but each night there was another night, there was another day of lasting. So you're recognizing that by lighting on that nair first. Okay. Okay. Benir hanoisi yamini sifkat and tes yasku varachal hanoisa ben chilu ben shemaniach mi mina pesach ben shemaniach mi smol a pesach. So whether there is, in the case there's a mezuzah, so you're putting the menorah on the left side. There's no mezuzah, you're putting the menorah on the right side. Doesn't make a difference. So the Beis Yosef, you always light on the first one first. Now, however, in a scenario where the menorah is on the right, which is the so We saw before from Chazal, the Ikar Malkum Halakha is right next to the Pesach. So in a scenario where if this is your doorway, right, like this, if this is your doorway, here's the door, here's the right side of the doorway, you put your menorah here, so the one all the way on the right is the one that's closest to the doorway. So that's the one which is Samach L'Pesach. So that should be the one that you're supposed to light. That's Mikir Adin, that's true every night. You're supposed to light Samach L'Pesach. So it would not be proper to what do with the Mechaber says to light this one and go da 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 when you should be lighting this one right next to the Pesach. So I'll circle the house from Benir Yamini should Samach L'Pesach. You're always going to light, according to this shita, the nair closest to the door first, and then you light the one to its left, and to its left, its left. You're going to go from right to left, not from left to right. That's what they argue. Now, v'miniach haneris b'smarla pesach, in a case where you had a mezuzah yamin, so you put the nair b'smol. But again, the ikur malkum halakha is right next to the Pesach. So now the one on the left is going to be the one which is closest to the Pesach. So in that situation, then you're going to go from left to right. So this shita says that the din of samach l'Pesach overrides this argument of lighting from left to right. That's always going to be your primary halakha. You're always going to light from that, and then you're going to move. Then you're going to move afterwards, whatever direction it's going to be. Right. So the truth is, in this shita, even in the scenario where you're lighting from left to right, it's different than the Mechaber. Right, because in the Mechaber's menorah. And the first night, you lit here, all the way over on the right. The second night, you lit here. You lit like this one, and you go that way. According to this sheet, in the case where the mezuzah is next to the doorway here, you always light this one first. The second night, you have two. Third night, you have three. You're always starting. You don't start from the right. Mechaber has you starting from the right of menorah and adding on each night more.
But you don't jump from there to there. You just...
No, I'm saying, so Mechaber has you starting here. According to this shita, in the case with Mismol, the first night you light this one, right. Second night you light these two, you go this way, and then you have light these three, etc. Right. And the case where the Pesach is here, right, you're always going to light this one first, and then you would light, and the right. Second night you would light two going from right to left, right? Mm-hmm. And etc.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. We're seeing it upside down.
You're seeing it in a different direction than me. Yeah.
Sorry.
Right. So Mechaber has you always lighting this one first.
Mm-hmm.
This then the second night you're going to light this one and this one. Third night this one and this. I'm sorry. Mechaber has you lighting the first night this one. Second night you have two. You go this way. Third night you have three and you go this way.
Mm-hmm.
And you always light the new one.
Mm-hmm.
According to this sheet, you always start with the same nair. If you put the menorah next to the yamin,
mm-hmm.
you light this the first night, second night, third night, fourth night, etc.
Mm-hmm.
First night you light here, second night you light here, and you go this way, and you light this one also,
yes.
etc. In the case where it's mismol,
mm-hmm.
you're going to light here every night. The second night you're going to have one, two, and you go one, two, three. The third night and you're going this way.
Mm-hmm. In the Chaber, regardless, you're going to be.
You're always going to go from left to right,
mm-hmm.
and the first night you're going to light the most right one. The second night you light mm-hmm. one next to it and go to the right, three to the right. So that even in the case where he's going from left to right, it's not the same as the Mechaber. The case of going left to right, you're lighting on the left side of the menorah. According to him, you're lighting on the right side of the menorah. Mm-hmm. The only place they would overlap in that case would be on the last night. So the case where the mezuzah, you're putting the menorah on the left side of the Pesach on the eighth night, you light the first one all the way over to the left first, which Chaber would say that because that's the new one. According to him, would say that's the one next to the Pesach, and you go to the right. Take a look at Shara Tzion in your Dalet. Rashal, Chenu Gam Ken Dasa Gro. Shukala Kamasha Kosu B'Shukunorach Shivorach Alanoisip. He argues on what the Shukunorach says. You light on the noon air first. B'Shuk Daloy Zeh Einu Elo Lamahaner B'Yosir. The din of having each night having an extra nair wasn't Mikra din. Mikra din when you lit one nair, or one nair for each member of the household, but not two, three, the third night, four, the fourth night, etc. So if we want to go back to what was the Ikra Mitzvah, the Ikra Mitzvah was one nair, and Pasha, that's the same nair every night. So that's going to be that shouldn't change from night to night. So why would you want to leave v'yaniach ikra mitzvah v'yivarach al rishos? Why would you want to move away from the ikra mitzvah and v'yivarach on the extra one, which is the rishos? Furthermore, v'gam mishum pinois liyamin pinus liyamin v'yivatal ikra mitzvah tefach ha-samach l'pesach. The Mor says you're supposed to light tefach ha-samach l'pesach. So that's going to be your primary halakha. Because of Pinush HaToy Lamin, you're going to end up kind of losing that. Because even if this is where it was, the first night you lit that, but the second night you're moving away from it, you keep moving away from it, you're not lighting the Tefach HaSamach L'Pesach necessarily, depending on how large your menorah is. So why would this idea of lighting from left to right override Ikar HaDin of where you're supposed to light? Ikar Shiyasko B'Nir HaSamach L'Pesach. You make a bracha on the one next to the Pesach, whether your menorah is on the right or on the left, wherever that is, and that's where you're supposed to make the bracha. Male, you'll be writing the Ikra Mitzvah every night, the same one, which is the Ikra Mitzvah, and you become then the Samach Pesach, and that's what you gain. Ad kan l'shen of the growth. Okay, so that's a second shot of second din sheet of how to light. So the room back in the Mishnah Berurah, the Ovid Kamar Ovid, the Ovid Kamar Ovid. So in the Maisa, there's no final decision. So either way, you do what is proper. Matar Benochin Im Yochel Lasar Kulam Besach Chalal Pesach. Shiu Kulam Shovim B'Tevach Asamach LePesach. If I could come up with a way to set it up, all of them will be right next to the Samach LePesach. So that'd be the best thing. Achein Yizor Shal Yiftach HaPesach B'Meshach Chatzis Shoa Shanaser Neres Dolkim Shal Yichabim Haruach. He's talking about lighting inside, right next to the Pesach. So you set it up like that, you'll be Mekayim Mitzvah. Fine.
That's what I assumed all along, that that the menorah would be put parallel to the mezuzah, parallel to the mezuzah, as in the side of the doorway, as opposed to.
What's interesting about that is you gain this issue, but we would light by the doorway. See, if we're lighting by the doorway, which there's no vision outside. It's high enough that we have the person's on the sixth floor, right? So you should light it for the family inside. So yeah, that's the best thing. Make it parallel to the door jam, right? If you want light for the people in the street, let's say you do that. They can't see the noise of. So you want to light it this way, so they can facing outward, so they can see the noise of. Then you have this problem. You're not lighting Samach L'Pesach. Now, so that is, we saw the Machaber Shita and the Gro and the Marshal Shita. There's a third Shita, which is the Shita of the Taz and the Levush, which the Bir Locha brings. He says, you got it all wrong. Your understanding of Pinush at Tepanah Yamin is incorrect. The idea of Tepanah Yamin means we always go to the right first. That has the Cheshivas. So you're always going to light this in the air first. Every night, because that's the Yamin. According to him, he agrees with the Machaber that we're ignoring the Samach L'Pesach issue. Right, so wherever you're placing your menorah, you're always going to light it on this one first, and then you're going to go from right to left. So that's what happens. But the nature of going to the right first means that afterwards you're going to have to go to the left. So according to him, the Taz and the Levush, your menorah will have the same amount of, will have the neighbor set up on the same side of the menorah as the mechaber, as opposed to, let's say, the it's being set up over here, right? Because that the samach will pass up, right? In that situation, you'll have light, but you're going to light this way, as opposed to lighting this way. So he says it's not logical that the pinush at the part of the min means you should ignore the yamin originally and eventually end up at the min. That's called giving chashivas to the yamin. Making the yamin the last is not called giving chashivas. So that's the third shita.
Well, pinush yamin means you start from the yamin. That's where you go.
You start from the yamin. So Mechaber says you light the Ner HaNosi, then you end up lighting from left to right. So according to Mechaber, that allows you to go towards the right. I don't remember how it works out, but I remember the Machloekas was really how to Gemara and Yuma. About the order of the Kohen walking around the Mizbeach. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Because he walks up the Kavish.
Joins the right.
So if he goes to his right immediately, so what's going to happen is when he is walking along the ledge, which is there.
Southern.
So he gets to the first corner, he turns to his left.
If he's facing that way, he could turn though. And
so if he's facing the Mizbeach,
he could turn.
And he's walking, sidestepping. So he's facing the Mizbeach, mm-hmm. and he's walking, sidestepping. So he gets to the corner, he will turn to his right side.
Yeah.
If he's walking, which you would picture him walking, on the width of the ledge, his left side will be next to the Mizbeach, and he's going to
turn towards his
left. Right? The way you would correct that was by originally going to the left of the Mizbeach, and then he'll be having his right side next to the Mizbeach and walking around always to his right. So maybe we should first go to the left to be able to turn to the right, which is the way the Mechaber would tell you what to do. But according to the Taz, you would first go to your right, and you'll end up going to the left the rest of the way around. So that was the Machlokes how to learn up the Gemara, but I remember the details of the Gemara. But that was this issue of how to learn up now we go to the right. So what does that say? So the Taz says it's a right to me that you go originally to the right, even though all the rest of your turns are to the left. So the answer for the Mechaber that he learns that the Kohen didn't walk with his shoulder towards him, his back; he walked facing him, his back, and he sidestepped. Mm-hmm. So then you end up turning to your right the whole way around. But according to Mechaber, wherever you're lighting your menorah, you light originally the first night on the rightmost Ner, then the second night you light on the one which is to the left of that. You light on the new Nair and you turn to the right. Pause it now. We have a din of Eima Virna Lamitzvus. So therefore, you want your hand to come to the new Nair first, not ignore the other nairs which are ready to be lit, because that's called you being ma'avra on the mitzvah. So you should move your hands or your body before the bracha to in front of the newest nair. This way, when you finish the bracha, your hand is right there by the new nair. You don't have to be ma'avra on the mitzvah. But that's now. Gamazay yavor tomed al nair rishon shuikar mitzvah. According to the opinion which the Mishabura brought, which is the marshal of the Gerah. So you would always light on the, let's say, if it's Samach LePesach on the Yamin, the rightmost Nair. Menir the Mizeh Yamin HaNair Rishon LeTzad Simol. Now, so what about a case where it's in the Pesach, it's in the window? So that whole issue becomes moot, according to them. Right? But they did, they had two arguments. One is that the Tafach HaSamach of the Pesach, and then number two is, you always have the Bracha on Ikar HaMitzvah. So there's no Tafach HaSamach of the Pesach anymore because there's no Pesach. You're lighting in the window. You still have the other issue that the Grua and the Marshal said was, it doesn't make sense that the Ikar HaMitzvah should change. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be one mitzvah in there, which is the Ikar HaMitzvah, and each day you're adding more. So what should you do? Because in that situation, he would suggest the following. The B'zei Yamik HaNer Rishon L'tzad Smol V'Hakach B'chol Yom Moisev V'Holach L'tzad Yemin V'Holach L'Yatomi B'Ner Sharm L'tzad Smol K'mon Shekhsav Dom V'Holach L'Holach L'tzad Yemin. So let him gain the least the idea of moving to the right, the same as the Mechaber. Because the Gro and the Mashal agreed with the Mechaber the definition of Pinnas Yemin means light Ner acts and go to the right. They just said it doesn't override the Ikar HaMitzvah. So I have a great idea. The first night, if you're lighting on the window, so the first night you'll light over here, all the way on the left. The second night you'll light two, the one all the way to the left and the one next to it. So you're going to the right, and each night you're lighting the same one first. So according to Mechaber, the first night you're gonna, let's say it's in the window. You light here the first night. You light here the second night, here the third night, here the fourth night. According to the Gra, the Shabbos says, really, you should start on the left side of the menorah, light that every single night the first, and each night you'll have more neiros going to its right. So you'll gain pinus liyamin, and you'll gain, you're always lighting on the same neir each night. So that would become another nafkarati in the Gra and the Mechaber.
The Gra prefers to light the same near first each night.
So the Gro had two arguments. One was that there's you should never leave the Ikar HaMitzvah because of the Noisiv. Mm-hmm. So if the first night this was the one you lit, and that should become the Ikar HaMitzvah every single night. Mm-hmm. That's what you if you're only lighting if you're doing Ikar HaMitzvah, you wouldn't each night change the mm-hmm. you'd keep lighting the same one again and again. Mm-hmm. So that's one you should do. And second, we have the issue of Tefach HaSamach L'Pesach, which would define which one is the Ikar HaMitzvah. Mm-hmm. But in the case you're lighting in the Kalor and you have no Tefach HaSamach L'Pesach, you still have the other argument of Ikar HaMitzvah should be the same one every night. So he says, why not light on the left? And if you'll gain Pinus Yamin, according to the Gra, he'll agree that you end up, if you light on the leftmost one first, each night you'll light that leftmost one, and then you'll move and you'll light to the right.
I haven't noticed in Yerushalayim that the Minhag is different.
Well, they light outside.
Right.
Do they do like the Gro? No, not necessarily. Even though many things Minhag Gro, I think the Minhag is like the Mechaber over there still. Okay.
What is the Taz? What is the third opinion of the Taz?
The Taz says he disagrees with the whole understanding of the Mechaber of the concept of Pinus Liyamin. Uh-huh. The Mechaber understood you're going to light something on the left first, and then end up going to the right.
Right.
So you're turning to the right.
Right.
The Taz says, Pinus Yamin means when you come to do the mitzvah, you should move towards your right.
Right.
So every night you should be going to the rightmost one first to light.
Uh-huh.
Because that's called being part of the Yamin.
I see.
That's the proper place to go first. Right? And then once you've done that, you'll end up lighting to the left.
Uh-huh.
Right?
So it's the same view.